This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
The Japanese emperor is about to step down. I mean, the articles at InfoWars.com are over the top. There's so many of them, and I think they're just giving the big picture of so many shows now. But I know David and I have been covering a lot of this coming up. We have the UN, another article here, CNS News behind Black Lives Matter. I mean, this is just, you cannot make up the boldness of all this weirdness. You learn that, like, half the camps you try to put your daughters in the summer now, in a place like Austin, have like weird, bizarro, feminist chip on your shoulder curriculum. Not about empowering women, about turning them into basket cases. They want to turn everybody into these sniveling, scared, like a cat that's never been out of the house and is scared of everybody. They just want us in a corner.
Yeah, it's happening in so many ways, in different ways. And the way to fight it is, first of all, through awareness, waking up. Secondly, ditching the victim consciousness. Third, becoming aware of the four universal laws, the law of attraction, the law of conscious manifestation, the law of allowance, and the law of balance and harmony. And then having the courage and the wisdom to be objective in these difficult times, to know what to do. And one of the best sources of information right here, brothers and sisters.
Well, you don't need to always
plug
these words here nicely.
No, it's true.
Well, they obviously know that they're tuned in, but
true.
No, I think they're the great source of info. They need to be leaders, and they are doing this.
Of course, and it's just not up to Alex or myself or a few others. Many hands make light work, and if every one of you, if even one out of two of you will just talk to one person this week, the critical mass of consciousness is what is important. Truth is on our side. Righteousness is on our side. Goodness is on our side. If we keep an open heart, we don't hate our what we call enemies, they're our opponents, and we also stand up for our rights as sovereign, trinary, divine beings. And I'll tell you what, folks, this is not a joke. And I would ask you to read this book, Love, Life, and Joy, and I think you're going to be carrying this book pretty soon. Low prices on it, and consider the possibilities. There are so many alive and awake people out here who are talking about this stuff, who are so amazing. It is important for all of you to come together in groups and be able to talk about this.
Well, that's why, and I'm not getting into a pitch here for T-shirts, but Hillary's trying to censor us. They've got no-fly zones now, saying we can't fly planes for the entire time. This has never been done before. That story's on InfoWars. We're just going to fly them other places, other times, the days before, right after. We're gonna have trucks now in both cities driving around. Let's see them. Like, we're mainly shipping to trucks with the money we're spending to say Hillary for prison. Some evidence shows it hits even more people. And now we're going to finance planes other parts of the country after this. We're just going to do like 10 times what we were now because they're afraid of it for a reason. They know this has been the number one search term the last few weeks. Before that, you know, before Pokemon Go or whatever, or Brexit. That's our listeners doing that. So when they get the Hillary for prison shirt at InfoWarsStore.com, they then are breaking that matrix and physically are going to meet like-minded people. They're going to find other InfoWarriors. This is what they don't want you to do. They want to intimidate you to not be politically involved, because it's not even so much about who you're voting for. It's about meeting the like-minded people and creating communities of thought that transcend whether the candidate sells us out or not.
That's right. And, you know, the old saying, united we stand, divided we fall. And, folks, all of this stuff about the shooting of blacks and whites and stuff, it's all a way to get us separated, us apart. Clearly, most of these people who did the shootings are Manchurian candidates. I'm going to repeat that. Clearly, most of the people who do these shootings are Manchurian candidates. We should not bite the bait that they're putting out in front of us. What we need to do is focus on what is good and is right and creating community and becoming aware. And this is a life and death situation. And just as the Sons of Liberty in 1773, 1774, they would meet in private in small little groups and talk about the concepts of a free country, and they were risking their lives.
Just envisioning it over time built the energy, the connections, and everything that kept manifesting. But there's all this delusion about you just thinking it manifests. No, you have to take the action
in this
dimension, and then that's what builds it. That's science, folks. All right, David Knight coming up. Thank you so much, George. David Knight coming up. Stay with us.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Mel Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food ready for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 in shipping. Go to freefoodone.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefoodone.com now. That's freefoodone.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're living on the edge.
Welcome to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Wednesday, July 13th, 2016. Have a lot of interesting news today. Of course, we have the new Jason Bourne movie that's about to come to American theaters. I propose they call it the Bourne Hypocrisy, because that's what we're seeing with Matt Damian as he was pushing its initial premiere in Australia. He called for the kind of gun confiscation that they did in Australia. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the police situation. And I think we need to look at what the real solution is. You know, they always create a problem and they always have a solution that they're going to force upon us. And of course, that solution is more federalization, more militarization. I say more because you have to understand our police are already highly federalized, highly militarized. And so we're going to talk about what the real solution is. We've got an article that's very good on InfoWars.com today talking about privatization of the police. I think the solution is to privatize, not to federalize. How do we get control locally of our police? We don't want to have even less control, folks, and that's what's going to happen if it gets moved to Washington. For some reason, and I don't understand why it is. I mean, we can go back and look at it. Perhaps it's because of the Civil War and the perception that the federal government is going to take care of them because they ended slavery, many in the black community always looked to the federal government to protect them. And that simply isn't the case. They have been abused. We've talked about that for a long time. And, of course, they're taking the same tactics and strategies that they've used to abuse the black community in the inner cities, that they've used to abuse Indians on the reservation. They're going to be applying that to everybody. And it's just amazing to me, the more times I think about it, the fact that we've got libertarian economists like Charles Murray, who wrote Losing Ground back in the 1980s to explain to people how the welfare system, which is what the Indian reservations were, it basically locked them down, confined them, and told them that, you know, you can't do anything, but don't worry, we'll give you some food here while we keep you in the essentially in the prison. Okay, that's a model, by the way, folks, for Agenda 21. Okay, Agenda 21 is simply the Indian reservation applied to the entire population. And we see that now happening throughout the rural areas, throughout the western lands with the movements of the other BLM, the Bureau of Land Management. We had a couple of BLMs. Both of them are a trap, as the general would say. But, yeah, what they did was they used welfare to and it's destroyed the black family, and they saw that was very effective. So they want to apply that to the rest of us. And we've seen ways that they've been sneaking this in, but now they're getting more overt about it. You know, one of the things that always bothered me about the fair tax was the idea that everybody was going to get a check from the government. And it's like, I'm sorry, can't go there. Can't go there. That's you are conditioning people for a handout. And I don't care what your rationalization is, okay, that is a non sequitur. Right there, you got to stop. You're just going to start handing out checks to people. The fair tax is just a non-starter for me. Okay, can't go there. But now they're getting more overt about that. Okay, the same people, a lot of the same people who are pushing the fair tax, and even Charles Murray, who wrote a book that was the basis of the so-called welfare reforms that they said they were going to do, but they didn't really do under the Reagan administration. Losing Ground, Charles Murray, who wrote the book Losing Ground, is now pushing the idea of a universal basic income. And this is something that is a global movement. We have an American branch here, but this is something that is a global movement by the globalist government. They understand that the time is very short until we lose more than 50% of the jobs that are out there. People are going to be replaced at every level by robots. It is both horizontal and vertical. It's going to cut across all industries, and it's going to cut across every level of every industry. People are going to be replaced by robots. They're going to be replaced by artificial intelligence. What are they going to do? They're not going to be very happy if they don't have a job and they don't have income. So they're going to pacify us and soft kill us. They will soft kill our spirit, and they will soft kill our body. And the way they do the soft kill of our spirit is by the universal basic income. And now you've got people like Charles Murray, who knows, because he wrote the book, how harmful welfare is, proposing welfare for everybody to pacify the precariat, the people who are in a precarious position, that proletariat, because it's all about class warfare for them. And, of course, in America, they can't really seize on the kind of class stratification that they could in Europe, so they seize upon racialism. That's what Bill Ayers and his buddies, who were mentors to Obama, who infiltrated the university and education systems to push their white privilege nonsense. So we've got a story about that. It's up on Infowars.com. Indoctrination. Watch a 14-year-old perform a white boy privilege poem. This is a class that he's taken. We're going to cover that as well. Now, before we get to the news, a couple of real quick standalone stories here. An update to Pokemon Go. Maybe we should call it Pokemon Spy, okay? Because I pointed out when I looked at this, the thing that bothers me about this is the fact that our government, the fastest growing part of our intelligence state, our security surveillance state, is geospatial intelligence. And this thing is just reeking of it. The story that Kit Daniels put up earlier in the week, pointing out the connections of the guy who created this to the CIA's venture capital company, InQtel, how they've been connected in the past. Makes you wonder if there's a connection here in this as well. Especially, we have an update. Here's from a Daily Mail update. Pokemon Go, the company that created that, releases an update that fixes the iPhone security gaffe. They say it's a security gaffe. But it gave the game access to everything in your Google accounts. It requires massive permissions, access to all of your computer, and it's just a gaffe. It was just an error, but they're going to fix that until they can hide it better, folks. Okay? That's what really concerns me about this, and the idea that everybody is just, we are all playing games. And they are deadly serious. Everything that they are focused on is to get intelligence from your activity, to map you physically, politically, religiously. They want to know everything about you, control you in a kind of pre-crime minority report environment. They call it human domain analytics. I believe that was what was truly behind the Jade Helm thing, you know, mastering the human domain. That's what that's truly about. You know, at the same time that was coming out, we had the guy who had been head of Special Forces said, you know, we need to not think so much about Special Forces as kinetic, you know, jumping out of planes and helicopters and doing all this, you know, Rambo-type stuff. He said, we have to understand that Special Forces originally began as counterintelligence. They would infiltrate areas. They would find the people who were friendly to them, the people who were hostile to them, and act accordingly, okay? He says, we need to understand and get back to the idea that we're really more about counterintelligence. And that all plays together in that. Now, as we look at the record stock market, you know, we were all told that it was doom and gloom. We were going to have a worldwide depression because of Brexit. We saw the markets take a big drop, and then within 1 week, they came back. The people who were dumping the stocks on the news bought back in and made huge profits, okay, shorting the stuff and then buying it back in as well. Now, there's a longer-term trend, and we have this story up on Infowars.com. The mystery of who is pushing stocks to an all-time high has now been solved. You'll never guess who's manipulating the economy. Okay, spoiler alert, it's the central banks, folks, the same people that have been manipulating our economy for 100 years, okay? They have an infinite number of ways that they can manipulate our economy. They have some real overt ways that they do it with interest rates, with printing money, and that sort of thing. I remember having a discussion. A friend of mine had a brother who was a branch manager at a bank. Of course, they give branch managers the title of vice president. But he was a branch manager, and I said something about the Federal Reserve. I was always one of these rude guys that would bring up politics in a social setting. That's why I don't go to parties too much. Okay, so I started talking about the Federal Reserve at a party, believe it or not. And he says, the Federal Reserve doesn't have any control over our economy. And I was just speechless. I really was. I didn't really know where to start with this guy. He said, all we do is we send the stuff to them and they clear the checks. And I said, we do understand that they set interest rates. You do understand that interest rates affect the economy, don't you? You do understand that, and of course, this is a little bit more involved, and he'd need a little bit of economics training, but he would understand that the supply of money does affect the economy. Don't you understand that? And, you know, we never did get to the part where it was a private corporation. But what is behind the surge in global stocks? Well, here's the bottom line. A surge in net global central bank asset purchases have driven the stock markets, have been the highest since 2013. Citibank's economist Matt King showed this with a detailed analysis, and you can see that at Infowars.com. Yeah, what is causing the surge in the stock market? It's policy from the central banks to buy these stocks. People aren't buying the stocks because they're feeling good about the economy, because things are cooking along. No, it's an artificial bubble technique. They say the underlying drivers are an acceleration in the pace of the European Central Bank and the Bank of Japan's purchases. They say this is a policy-induced rally. Yeah, it's a head fake, folks. A policy-induced rally. That's a great term. Another story here. GOP-led Senate is passing bills at a rate not seen in decades. This is from the Washington Times. They said the Senate is off to its best year since 1990, at least by one measure, with more than 30 of its bills having been signed into law by President Obama. Isn't that wonderful? Aren't you happy that we're creating new laws left and right? Are you feeling any freer? Are you feeling any more prosperous? I'm not. And we see what is happening, right? These are bills that Obama feels real good about. You understand the reason they're passing so many bills is because there's no difference in the agenda of the establishment Republicans and Obama and the establishment Democrats. That's why when we say that all of this is a problem that's going to go away when Obama goes away or if Hillary doesn't get in, that's simply not true, folks. It's one party that's ruling us. We'll be right back.
Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there, you have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right, well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to talk about what's going on with Hillary. You know, they're still coming after her with Judicial Watch. Those guys are great. They've got some civil lawsuits that are unfolding. We're going to give you an update on that and what is happening with Hillary's imperious droids. These are people who believe that they are above the law, her minions, her droids. Before I do, I want to let you know about a new sale that we have at InfoWars. DNA Force, now 25% off at InfoWars Life. And also, we have extended, and I don't know for how long, the InfoWars Select Food. That is 20 to 40% off. Of course, DNA Force is basically, its main key ingredient is the BioPQQ compound. There's 175 clinical studies that have looked at its effectiveness. You can look for those studies yourself, and, of course, you can research it at InfoWarsLife.com as well as on the Internet. But, of course, that's not all it has. It has things like CoQ10. It has digestive enzymes, trans-resveratrol, many other things that have a very long history of research, and you can find those things in a lot of different formats because they are very effective supplements. But this is a format, a supplement where they are all together. And, of course, we talk about the BioPQQ because that is very rare to find a supplement, especially that particular supplement, especially at this price. It is a very effective but very rare supplement. You don't see that sold in most of the stores, but you do find things like CoQ10. People take that because it is so effective in so many different ways. But this combines all these things together. And again, they call it DNA Force because, you know, just like you have your shoestrings, you've got the little caps there that keep your shoestrings from unraveling. There's a thing called telomeres. And that's something that is at the end of your DNA strands to keep them from unraveling. And so these nutrients are set up to try to keep those things from getting shorter. They can actually, you can actually measure the length of somebody's telomeres and make a pretty good prediction of their natural lifespan in terms of their, let's say, their biological age, really. So that is DNA Force is now 25% off, and that is a premier product that we have at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, the food is now been extended for another day, 20 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. Now, I mentioned Hillary Clinton's imperious droids. Remember back June 22nd? As part of this Judicial Watch lawsuit, they had a Clinton IT staffer come in and take the Fifth Amendment. Not once, not twice, not 10 times, 125 times, 125 consecutive times. This was Brian Pagliano, who was involved in setting up and maintaining Hillary Clinton's private email server. He accepted an immunity deal with the FBI, okay, where he cooperated with them to tell them all about it. And, you know, the interesting thing is that I remember 20 years ago, in 1996, you had, remember, we had the DNC, the Democrat National Committee. We had the Clintons, who had Bill Clinton running for president. And you had fundraising corruption, again, with the Chinese. As we've seen again this year, of course, that was kind of shut down when the guy who was at the center of this had a barbell fall on his neck. What an unfortunate accident. Okay, but we saw this all before, some of the same actors. We had Charlie Tree, who was given immunity in exchange for information, and he said, yes, yes, we were buying information from the Clintons, from the DNC. This was a quid pro quo bribe, but nothing happened to him. And you got to look at this and understand that when the FBI turns people in these investigations, what do? They typically go out to the lowest level people. They go to the IT people, and they give the guy immunity in exchange for information that's going to help them catch the guys at the top, typically, okay? Except we're talking about the Clintons. And then what happens is they flip that guy. They find out who else is involved. They go up to the next level. They give those people immunity. They get the information from them. They flip them up until they get to the Clintons. And it's like, oh, well, you know, we're not interested in pursuing the prosecution because they're different from everybody else. That pattern doesn't apply with them. Meanwhile, all these other people that are all the way down, they all get immunity. Nobody goes to jail. Everybody's happy. Isn't that great? Aren't the Clintons wonderful for our country? Just everybody gets happy. So these imperious droids, like Brian Pagliano, okay, he did it 125 times. Yesterday we had Attorney General Loretta Lynch was asked to testify before Congress. So she goes 74 times. She doesn't take the Fifth Amendment. That looks a little bit too incriminating to say I refuse to incriminate myself. Oh, so you must have some incriminating information. Well, actually, she does. But she would not cooperate with anybody. She refused to answer. And she did that 74 times prior to Congressman David Trott getting his chance to ask her questions. He said, well, I knew you weren't going to answer any of our questions today. I apologize for wasting so much time because it's really not been very productive. But he said, here's what we understand. You're not fooling anybody. He said, either you're saying that to avoid the appearance of impropriety, in which case you should have recused yourself, or you're simply trying to protect Hillary Clinton. And it's interesting because on Monday we're going to have a judge who is going to rule as to whether or not Judicial Watch can put Hillary Clinton under oath. Remember, Bill Clinton
was
impeached for perjury.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
First of all, I want to say, Secret 12, Attitude, Supermail, Brain Force, Prostate Guard, Silver Bullet. I use them all. They're phenomenal. They work. Buy them, folks.
Thank you, brother.
Really thank you guys for putting those out there.
I am a relatively short-time listener, and I'm quite a supporter of your fine, fine products.
Welcome to the InfoWar.
It's so easy to get these incredible nutraceuticals that support your health and the InfoWar at the same time.
When I'm your listener, I buy all the nutraceuticals, AccuFX.
Let me ask you a question. Have they worked for you?
They're the most unbelievable products I've ever had in my life.
What products are you taking?
Everything from Super Male to Brain Force to Winter Sun, X2, even got a little DNA Force. Just re-upped everything, and I just went to autofill.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com to read the information and research and to see the reviews for yourself. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we were talking just before I ran out of time at the break. We were talking about Hillary Clinton and her imperious droids. You know, you had the Clinton IT staffer not even a month ago taking the Fifth Amendment 125 consecutive times. And yesterday we've got Attorney General Loretta Lynch refusing to answer questions, even before the thing was over. She had refused to answer 74 different questions. And now, on Monday, we're going to have the same people who had brought up her IT staffer when he took 125 questions. Loretta Lynch was talking to Congress. She just refused to talk to Congress. And I guess we can also say that even though Hillary Clinton, by the admission of the FBI, committed perjury, when she talked to Congress and said, I did not send or receive any classified emails. And the FBI director says, no, that's wrong. So therefore, she committed perjury. They would have to recommend for prosecution the Congress, if they want to pursue perjury charges to Hillary Clinton, they would have to send that to Attorney General Loretta Lynch, who is one of the imperious droids of Her Majesty. Okay? She's not going to do anything with it. The FBI director is not going to do anything with it. They know she lied. They know she committed perjury. But Judicial Watch is suing in a civil lawsuit to get information about this stuff under a Freedom of Information Act. And it was there that the Clinton IT staffer took the Fifth Amendment 125 consecutive times. Now, they're going to try to get Hillary Clinton to testify as part of this lawsuit, the Judicial Watch lawsuit. And on Monday, lawyers for Hillary Clinton are going to go to federal court for the first time. This is Politico. To block efforts to force her to testify in a civil lawsuit related to her private email setup. Okay? Just remember, Bill Clinton was not impeached for having an affair with Monica Lewinsky. Bill Clinton was impeached and disbarred as a sitting president. No other sitting president has ever been disbarred. He was impeached and disbarred for committing perjury as part of that civil lawsuit. That sounds familiar. So lawyers for Hillary Clinton don't want her to testify. You don't want to put her under oath. It's hard for her to tell the truth. She's admitted how hard it is for her to tell the truth. And we know that. We've witnessed that for decades, that they are pathological liars. See, I think this is all part of why Loretta Lynch met with Bill Clinton. Because Hillary Clinton even said it after her testimony to the FBI. She said, you know, sometimes people get in even more trouble for lying to the FBI. That was what she was worried about. She had to be briefed, I believe, as to what the FBI knew, what they were going to do, because they knew they weren't going to bring charges against her for the felonies of sending and receiving classified emails on an unsecured server in violation of all national security regulations. That wasn't going to happen, but, you know, somebody within the FBI might bring up the fact that she lied to the FBI. I think she probably did. I think that's why they're not showing any, going to give us any recordings or any transcripts of that questioning, because they don't want us to know that she probably lied to the FBI, but maybe she was briefed, and maybe she had several days to be prepared, because, you know, she doesn't do press conferences, hasn't had a press conference in about 220 days since before the election started. So she doesn't speak off the cuff. Everything that she does is very carefully crafted by her advisors and handlers focus grouped or whatever, okay? They run it through the lawyers to make sure it's there. So she does not want to get there because that is a perjury danger there for her. They say Judicial Watch has asked to depose Clinton in a pair of FOIA lawsuits, Freedom of Information Act lawsuits, which have raised questions about whether or not her private email system was created in part to avoid making messages accessible under the Freedom of Information Act. In other words, that's precisely what it was created to do, is to keep her personal information quiet, perhaps to be a Dropbox for exchange of people who were buying secrets. I mean, that's the kind of thing that we saw 20 years ago from the Clintons with the Chinese government. This would be very easy to do that, right? Put it in a Dropbox. It's easy to pass this information off to people and just say you were hacked. But anyway, the U.S. District Court Judge Sullivan has set a hearing for Monday to see whether or not she will be deposed in a case that is demanding records about employment arrangements of Clinton's aide, Huma Abedin, who was double-dipping, among other things. Now, they argue that a Supreme Court case from 1980 discussed the possibility of recovering records sought under FOIA but no longer under agency control. They said that requires a close temporal connection between an official's removal of records and a specific request. Okay, well, look, why else would she had gone to so much trouble to violate all the national security laws to create this if she wasn't trying to hide the records? And Judicial Watch says it's no surprise that neither Hillary Clinton nor the Obama State Department, and of course it was her State Department as well, agrees with our request to depose Ms. Clinton. They said it is both significant and disturbing that Hillary Clinton now asserts a private claim of rights. She says this is my private property. What's her private property? Her non-state.gov email account, including any of the 55,000 pages of federal records that she has returned to the State Department. So she has returned these records to the State Department, but she asserts that she privately owns them. She privately owns them, and you cannot ask her any questions in an email lawsuit. So we shall see what U.S. District Court Judge Emmett Sullivan does on Monday, whether or not he is going to say, no, we need to know, we deserve to know the truth, we should know the truth. I certainly hope that he does that, but of course that's going to be interesting to follow that. Now, along the lines of, I guess I could say, the continual mental illness and depravity of our society here, got a couple of stories here. One of them, of course, and who would have guessed this? A transgender woman has been arrested for voyeurism at tranny-friendly Target. You know, there's people who just go out of their way to make everything friendly for the trannies. Remember their statement? They said, we welcome transgender team members and guests to use the restroom or the fitting room facility that corresponds to their gender identity. Their gender identity. So how's that working out for you? Okay. Well, this is how it worked out in Idaho Falls. A transgender woman was arrested yesterday on one count of felony voyeurism for a report that she took pictures of, and this is the way they reported in the Post Register, another woman. No, I'm sorry. It was not another woman. It was a man dressed as a woman taking pictures of a woman in the dressing room, changing clothes in the dressing room at where else but Target. Of course, Target. Now, the person who says that his name is Shauna Smith, the 43-year-old now in custody, he was actually booked by the police because they're not buying any of this BS. They booked Shauna Smith as Sean Smith. At least the cops know what's going on with this. Mental illness, okay? You know, it was kind of funny. Back when they did MASH, the TV show, you had Corporal Klinger doing his fashion show every segment, trying to get a Section 8, trying to get people dressing up as a woman so people would say that he was mentally ill and get out of the military. Instead, that mental illness is now being imposed upon our entire society. Okay? Everybody, they didn't let him out because they knew he wasn't sincerely doing this, okay? But that was his gig. That was the ongoing joke. It's not funny anymore. It just simply isn't funny. It's simply depravity, folks. And it's this kind of societal manipulation that I cannot. When you look at this guy at Target, who imagined that this would happen? And of all places, Target, the people who are going out of their way to set this social agenda. Remember that the North Carolina law that was a response to a Charlotte law, okay, that Charlotte law was done by a tranny, okay, saying we're going to dictate what the bathrooms are. Now, the tranny who did that was a convicted sex offender, a man who wanted to dress as a woman and who wanted to override private property rights and say, we're going to dictate to you that men dressed as women can go into the ladies' room. Who would have thought that something like this would happen? Well, any thinking person would have known that this is what's going to happen. Okay? And we need to get over this, and we need to not be a part of this at InfoWars either, normalizing this kind of insanity with people like Blair White. Let's not pretend that these people are men, okay? I'm kind of old-fashioned. You're a man or a woman based on your genitals, not your gender identity, okay? Let's stop with the fantasy. Let's stop pushing that kind of nonsense. It disgusts me to see us being a part of that as well. And while we're talking about indoctrination, look at this article that we've got at InfoWars.com. This is the indoctrination I was talking about last week, the indoctrination that was sold to us by Bill Ayers and by Barack Obama, the idea that we have white skin privilege. Of course, now, Bill Ayers didn't exactly invent it. They popularized it with Students for Democratic Society, SDS, and the Weather Underground. They were the ones who really popularized this. And the thing that was really powerful, he wasn't getting any traction when he was going around blowing up buildings and killing cops. So Bill Ayers went into education. Let me show you the results of this now. This is the, we could play that clip, but we didn't cue that thing up. I'll just read you a couple of quotes for it. You can actually look at this. And I'm going to tell you that if you have children in school, you need to watch this. This is a guy, 14 years old. He said, I became aware of white privilege this year. We have a class called Race, Class, and Gender that everyone has to take. Why does everyone have to take that? Well, that's due to the influence of people like Bill Ayer and Barack Obama, who worked together in education back in Chicago. They have pushed this on people, selling this kind of mental illness, using it to divide and conquer us, okay? He says, saying in the article that it's been seen... it doesn't have an account here, but it's a four-minute rant, and he apologizes to minorities, and he makes all kinds of generalizations and assumptions that they are oppressed and that they are born incapable at birth. And he says, here's some of his first world problems, okay, that he's apologizing for. He says, I love it because I can worry about what kind of food is on my plate instead of whether or not there is food on my plate. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you for all of that. But look, people are not starving because they're black in America. Okay? Let's understand that. And he goes on to say, I don't care if you think feminists are taking over the world. The Black Lives Matter movement has gotten a little too strong because that is BS, he says. He concludes the poem by telling his fellow white boys they should act like women. Maybe they can dress up and put on makeup as well. Okay? This is the insanity that is being sold to us. To destroy us morally and culturally, to destroy our society. This is what they're teaching your kids at school. It's not the school you went to. Okay? If you got kids in school, you need to understand you do not want to abandon them to people that are strangers, okay? We've had lawsuits in this country. I remember 10, 20 years ago, there were lawsuits. People saying, you know, I don't like the fact that you're talking to my 7-year-old about sex in the Massachusetts school. And the father came in to talk to people about it, and he was picked up and arrested for trespassing. And he tried to get some control of it, and they said, well, you know, we have a doctrine here. It's called in loco parentis, in place of the parents. And the court said, when you turn your children over to the school system, you are abandoning them to the state. Not my words. That's the words of the judge. You are abandoning your children to the state. If you put your kids in a government-run school, you are abandoning them to the state. I wholly agree with that judge. And you are abandoning them to a state that is using indoctrination to brainwash your children, to make them mentally ill. You are abandoning them to a state that is not going to be working in their best interest, does not love them, does not understand them as individuals, is not going to educate them, but is going to indoctrinate them. I know a lot of people who homeschooled. I homeschooled. I would never give my children to the state. I would never do it. They didn't have an option of that when I was going through school. So I went through the whole thing. I even have a wife who's got a master's degree in education and taught in the schools. And because of our experiences, we would never abandon our children to the state. And I got to say that it is going to pay dividends to you one way or the other. Now you make that decision. This is the heart of what is wrong with our country, is that our people have no heart for their children. You think that you're going to become economically prosperous because you're going to have the government babysit your kids? I know a lot of people who didn't have the money to homeschool their kids. They made a lot of financial sacrifices because they put their children first, and they reaped a lot of blessed dividends from that, a close relationship. Now, look at how this is playing out in Boston, for example. Did you know that D. Ray McKesson, the Black Lives Matter leader, is, guess where he hangs out? In the Boston School District, making a salary of $165,000 as the district's third chief of human capital. What is that? What is that? That is a make-work bureaucratic decision, but that's where these people always hang out, the Bill Ayers. The D. Ray McKessons, the people who are selling the agenda of the Soros and the globalist people, okay? This is George Soros's Open Society board members who are providing D. Ray McKesson, as he's getting $165,000 salary. He evidently can't afford to buy his own home. He's having that home provided for him by some philanthropists in Baltimore, Maryland, who are on the board of Soros's Open Society. This is another story that's up on Infowars.com. It's the same address that he used when he declared his candidacy for his failed mayoral run earlier this year. So he's been there for a while. And then they also point out in the article the fact that Missourians organizing for reform and empowerment who were around Ferguson, and they have an acronym for that, which is called MORE, always MORE, more government, I guess. MORE was one of the groups that received a share of the $33 million invested into Black Lives Matter by George Soros. All right. Also, Democracy Alliance donated to several race-based movement organizations that ally with Black Lives Matter movement. So when take a look at this story, save this as a link, and when you're talking to people on Twitter or on social media, and they say Soros isn't part of Black Lives Matter, and it's not a, what you say it is, well, just send that to them and say, no, this is not a grassroots movement. It is an astroturf movement run by globalist elitists who are also trying to destroy our country with open trade agreements. Now, in the little bit of time we've got left in this segment, the next segment, I want to talk a little bit about Matt Damon's upcoming movie, The Bourne Hypocrisy. That's what we should all call it. There are people who are going around. This is Lena Dunham, who has a TV show, and she is calling for people to actually cut out the handgun from the poster where you've got Matt Damon standing like a big macho guy in a suit pointing a gun right at you. And this is a guy who wants to confiscate your guns. Okay. It's typical. Always for them, not for us. If he wants to make millions playing with guns that he's afraid of, and he admits he's afraid, we'll talk about that when we come back.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Welcome back to the InfoWars fourth hour. This is our fourth hour of the radio show. I'm David Knight. Before we get back to the Born Hypocrisy, I just want to let you know about a new sale we have at InfoWarsLife.com. That is, DNA Force is now 25% off. That's one of our premier supplements. It's a great discount. You can find that now, 25% off DNA Force. Look at the reviews and look at the research. There's 175 clinical studies that show how important to your health this extremely hard to secure compound, BioPQQ, which is a key ingredient of DNA Force, how effective that has been in those 175 clinical studies. Do the research. Take advantage of the discount now at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, the InfoWars Select Food discount of 20 to 40% off. That has been extended as a thank you to you, as also for supporting our operation and also to prepare for unrest. We're going to have a lot of unrest. We're going to see a lot of unrest starting on Monday. Let's hope that it doesn't get too bad at the conventions. Let's hope that it doesn't spread beyond that. But it is now 20 to 40% off still at InfoWars Select Food. Alex extended that, and I don't know how much longer that's going to go. Okay, the Bourne Hypocrisy. We had Matt Damon at the premiere of his new movie, his new Bourne movie. Newborn movie. saying that he wished the U.S. would adopt strict gun control measures that people like Australia have. He said, you guys did it here in one fell swoop. I wish that could happen in my country, but it's such a personal issue for people, we can't even talk about it sensibly. We just can't. He said that on July 5th, the day after we celebrate our Declaration of Independence, the day after we celebrate the creation of a government that was established on the principles of individual liberty. The day after we declared our independence and began fighting a war against an oppressive government with guns that we had a God-given right to possess, Matt. You are such an incredible hypocrite. It's disgusting. He said in a 2003 interview, he said, I actually hate guns. They freak me out. But he doesn't freak him out so much that he doesn't make freaking millions promoting it in his gun culture. And now you've got some fellow liberals like Lena Dunham calling for altering the Jason Bourne subway ads. They've actually taken pictures of people ripping out the gun out of Jason Bourne's hand that they've got. Of course, that's Matt Damon's hand in the movie. You know, he's pretending that he's a tough guy there. There's a picture of it ripped out, and they say, yeah, let's do that. Hey, New Yorkers, what if we do some peeling and get rid of the guns in the Jason Bourne subway ads? I'm so tired of guns. Well, I'm so tired of elitist liberals who think that we don't have a right to protect ourselves while they have the ability to hire their own private security forces. Speaking of private security forces, I think that truly is the solution for all of us. We have an article up on InfoWars.com. Private policing is not a fantasy. And they point out in this article, let me read you a quote from this. It says, private policing isn't some fantasy. It isn't a luxury enjoyed simply by the rich. Yes, people like Matt Damon and others who want to take our guns. He said, every time you enter a shopping mall, every time you go to a department store, visit an amusement park, enjoy a live professional sporting event, or use PayPal, you are being protected by people who are trying to maximize profit. In a free market, where transactions are voluntary, customers need to be pleased in order for companies to survive. People generally prefer not to be groped when they travel, not to be choked for selling cigarettes, choked and killed, by the way, or having their homes raided by SWAT teams in the middle of the night for possessing a plant. It's only government police that engage in these types of activities, because when a police agency's source of revenue is involuntary and it's divorced from the quality of services that it provides, you don't have that motto to serve and protect. Who are they protecting? What interests are they serving? They're not accountable to us. That's part of the problem. Only sheriffs are elected. The police chiefs work for a city manager or a mayor who's trying to maximize money for his jurisdiction. We need to privatize police, not federalize them. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.